Good morning, David. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Peter. Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
I just thought I'd give you a quick tinkle because I've just uploaded the Condamine Gorge River Crossings video. And I did mention at the end of it, although we weren't recording, that you had a bit of a spill on the clay. So I just thought I'd give you a tinkle and see how you are, because we have suspected cracked or broken ribs, don't we?
Yes, you can give me a tickle any time, but not at the moment because I can't move.
So how have you been since we struggled back from Killarney for 2.5 hours in the pissing rain?
Absolute agony. That night, I was in pain coming back, especially over the bumps.
And smiling and laughing and
breathing.
Smiling
and laughing. Well, you know, you've got to carry on, haven't you?
Well, you didn't have a choice unless you get an helicopter.
Well, that's true. And I just, once I got out, well, that night, I sort of sat down in a recliner, which was about the best position to sit in. And I actually fell asleep in the recliner and then watched the MotoGP sprint race.
Right.
And then realised I couldn't get up. I could not get out of the chair.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've broke my rib. Well, not, I've cracked my ribs myself, and you get in a comfy position, but as soon as you move, even minutely, it's just agony, isn't it?
Yeah. It took me well over half an hour to get out of the chair. And then I went to the toilet and I couldn't bend down to pick, because my wife had put the bloody toilet seat down, as women do, and I actually couldn't bend down to lift the toilet seat up, so I had to pee in the sink.
Lovely. I'm sure our listeners will love that one.
Well, just, you know, thankfully, we've got a low sink in our house and in the ensuite, so I could, it's the only way I could relieve it. I was in so much pain, I couldn't bend over, and that's, yeah. Sorry, probably a bit too much information, but that's how it is.
And because it was, because what we'd done is we, as I briefly touched on the video that I've just uploaded to Briggs's stuff on YouTube, we did the river crossings, then we went into Killarney. Well, it was pretty miserable by the end of the weather was pretty miserable by the end of the river crossings. So we headed into Killarney where it brightened up a little bit and we had a bit of lunch and we took our socks off and wrung all the water out of them. And Dave hung his up like an old housewife outside the pub while they dried, while we ate.
Yeah, then, classy we are. Classy.
But they didn't feel any drier once we put them back on anyway, even though we got loads of water out of them. And then we spotted a detour, like a potential track. So by the time we found it, because my directional skills and navigation skills are second to zero. So once David actually got us out of Killarney going in the right direction, we hooked onto this new road, which looked like it might join back into one of the tracks that we'd come in on. So it was quite a bit of a detour. It was because when you look at the map, it was, we went quite a distance in on that track, and it was just like gravel track, and then it became like four-wheel drive track, and then it got a bit tricky, it got overgrown, and it got, what was first? Was it that loose shale that was like riding on sand first, or was it the?
Well,
because that was,
yeah, there was a mixture of stuff. There was a mixture of stuff, weren't there? There was, someone had obviously put some gravel down, but it was that round like pea gravel, which was really hard to ride on.
Yeah, it was like sand. I felt like it was riding on sand because it was like moving around a lot.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, because it's quite deep, obviously, where they just chucked it in there, where the ruts of whatever vehicle they take up there go. Yeah. So that was quite deep. And then it just turned to clay, didn't it?
Yeah, and I felt my front end twitch. So I was sat down and I was trying to keep a nice steady throttle. I was riding it about the same I was riding on that concrete that was full of algae where you slipped off. I was basically riding it like that. And I got through it all, and as I say, it was overgrown, and you had to ride in one of the single tracks, and then the single track had Lantana over it, and you had to cross over to the other side. And then eventually I got to a gate, and I waited and I waited and I rang Dave, and then I thought, I'm gonna have to go back. And I went back, and I think you'd not long set off, had you?
Yeah, it took me a while. I was standing up on the clay and I was practicing my balance, and I could feel how loose it was on the clay. And I was thinking, okay, this is like you say, steady throttle. Could just feel the back end just sliding around a little bit because there was a real crown on the track, wasn't there? There was a real camber either side with the crown in the middle. So if you were constantly sort of trying to, and you couldn't ride at the edge because there was too much overgrown stuff. So you could either ride in the middle, which again was overgrown, and you don't know what you're going to hit. And so I was just riding, keeping my balance, and I could feel the back end twitching. And then all of a sudden, I just lost rear traction, and it came around so quickly, 180 degrees, came down. And I don't know if it's my, I don't know, racing, road racing background. I don't know. But I stay with the bike too long, and it happens so quick. Instead of just jumping off and letting it go, I think, oh, I can save it. And I can't. And it's way. And I just come down, and every time, I don't know when like a giraffe gives birth and you see, the young giraffe falls out, and that's what any tall person, whether they're roller skating or they slip on ice, when they go a purler, it's just so ungainly. And that's one of the things with being tall. I'm standing up on the pegs, I'm way up in the air, and the pendulum effect of being tall when the bike starts getting out of shape. It just looks ugly. And I came crashing down, arm into me ribs yet again, and broke me ribs.
Brilliant.
And I'm just glad I weren't recording or videoing myself, because the language was quite strong, and you would have thought I'd been shot about three times. I
It
was
does
in
hurt.
absolute bloody agony, I tell you.
Well, it always does hurt like a lot when you do your ribs. Since you did it, I had a look online because, I mean, as I say, I was sitting down and sort of just trying to keep the balance of the bike going through with a steady throttle. And the KTM 390 adventure doesn't really, it's not really a stand-up bike either. I mean, you can stand up. I tend to stand up when I need to, but in combination with the design of the design of the bike and my dodgy knees, I tend to sit down more than anything. But I thought I'll have a read online and see what people say about riding on clay and what the best technique is. And I mean, I only found one site, but they were saying sit down, to be honest. So sitting down and just doing your best you can, really, because there's not much you can do other than keep practicing in it. I don't think we'll be going back there to practice it, but yeah. And I was thinking, well, you would have been stood up because you were standing up a lot yesterday, and maybe that contributed to it as well because you weren't sat down. I don't know, but yeah. Any
Well,
extra?
it certainly can. If I'd have been sat, I mean, like once I'd caught up with you, and riding through it again, obviously I was in pain, so I was sitting down, and I had a few sort of front end twitches, so I made it through okay sitting down. So from now on, my tires are pretty worn. I mean, they're like Dunlop 606 on the back, and a MT whatever it is, 27 or MT21 Pirelli on the front, but they're quite worn, and you've got to give yourself all the
Yeah, he did
best.
mention tires as well, like, getting the freshest tires you can to try and cut through that loose bit of slippy clay.
So my worn rounded off tires, I mean, they're probably halfway down, so they're well beyond their best, so that didn't help. But it was just one of them things, wouldn't it? If we'd have been down that lane 2 hours earlier, it'd probably still been dry. It's just one of them things.
Yeah, I mean, it
But
was.
from now on, I will be in full survival mode, sitting down, both feet on the
It's like we were
ground.
driving through a cloud as well, wasn't it? It got to a point where I thought, we're in a cloud here. and it's absolutely pissing down, and you couldn't see anything, but just really, really wet.
Just like being in the Lake District, weren't it? I mean, it was like low cloud, that rain that gets you wet, you know. And I couldn't ride with my visor up. I couldn't ride with it down. It was just a pain in the arse, really.
It was fun. Oh well, so you won't be riding Queensland Motor Park on Friday then, do you reckon?
I've had to cancel my drumming date on Sunday and everything. It's
Oh Jesus. So RTCB's out. See, you don't even need an excuse now. You've got a guaranteed excuse, pardon my friend.
well, yeah, I've let you down. I've let a lot of people down, and I apologise.
Will we be able
But
to push it to QMP in a wheelchair on Friday, do you think, or are you just housebound?
I'm actually just housebound.
Oh dear.
I've honestly the different. I cannot standing and sitting, getting between, transitioning between the two. Honest to God, it's like,
Are you going to go and see the doctor for some painkillers?
I've been this morning.
Or did he give you something?
Yeah, and he sent me for an X-ray, so I'm just waiting for the X-ray. Well, the X-ray said they'd send
That's what I
my
said.
lunch.
Usually they send you for an X-ray just to make sure everything's safe. But yeah. What did the missus say when you got back?
Well, she saw me. I sort of tried to, I was like taking all my kit off outside, obviously, because I was covered in clay. And as I came in, she just looked and went, "Oh, no, you haven't fell off again, have you?" And I just went, "Yeah, just a little bit." She went, "Oh, God." And I think I got the, "Is it really worth it?" speech. But thankfully, she's looked after me very well, and she's actually working from home today, so she could ferry me around to get doctors and X-rays and things like that. So, yeah, she's been great.
Brilliant.
But I even thought myself, what am I doing? Isn't it time, you know?
You were just riding on a bit of slippy clay, Dave, that's all.
I know, but I thought to myself, is it time to get myself a leather vest and start riding a Harley Davidson?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've always said, Dave, I'd love to see you in one of them little leather waistcoats. I think it'd really suit you. But the other thing was what made me giggle a little bit as well. Do you know I was telling you the day about them Liat body armors?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, shall I tell him? And I thought it's a bit too soon, but I think on Sunday night, them Liat body armors, they've got a bit of rib protection on them.
I actually saw that where they've it. See, it amazes me, and I'm going to have a rant now. All the motocross gear, and I was listening to that Paul Pemex, and they were saying the same thing. The rib protection is pretty poor on
It
all motocross stuff. And I did notice that them Liat stuff, the actual band had some armor down the side. But if you actually look at karting, because obviously, all the stuff I've seen for rib protection is for go-karting, you know, like proper fast sort of. So in them seats and the coming out of inside impacts, they must have a lot of rib injuries. So I've looked at some stuff, and it's made by Alpine Stars, which is even more ridiculous because you'd think, well, hold on a minute, why don't we integrate this into the MX stuff? So Alpine Stars do really good rib protection for karting, but not for motocross or enduros or whatever. So I think I am going to have to start looking into this.
It isn't great in them Liats, but it did have a little bit of protection there, whereas a lot of them don't have anything. And I
They
was
have
also
nothing.
a lady on YouTube, and she was demoing. I think she's sponsored by them, like, but she was demoing those Alpine Stars Airflex, I think they're called, and they actually inflate. And they look pretty smart, but you're looking at $1,600 for them. But they have three modes on them. They have like an enduro, an off-road, and a road mode or something. And you can set the mode, and they've got loads of data that they've assessed, and they obviously inflate based on the riding type that you're doing. And but yeah, they're a bit exy at $1,600. Plus, they have two cartridges in them, and then she was talking about after so long, you have to send them back for servicing. And I'm like, well, yeah,
Yeah,
that's a bit
I know.
expensive.
And from what I saw with them as well, they inflate front and back. I don't think they inflate down the sides to
Yeah,
protect your rib.
she didn't actually set it off, but
Yeah.
I'll
I've seen one set off, and it was almost like a life vest, you know, like a. It just inflated at the front and along the back, and it sort of gave a bit of head support. But that was it. It didn't seem much down the side. So I am going to have to investigate this because I've hurt my ribs so many times from when I was oval, you know, racing short track. I hurt my ribs when I was roller skating with the kids and fell over. Do you know what I mean? Every time I fall over, like I say, it's the old birthing. Giraffe scenario, and I just end up in a crumpled heap on the floor, and with either bruised ribs or broken ribs. So,
Yeah, well, let us know how you go anyway. Very good. All right. Well, I just thought I'd give you a quick tinkle, catch up with you after you're off.
yeah.
Might entertain the listeners now that I've uploaded
Well.
the video, although I didn't have any video of it because after we went through that, because it was so wet,
Yeah.
once we kept going through them river crossings, I'm like, is this the last one? Is this the last one? And then as soon as we got through, I put my camera in the bag because I didn't know if it were waterproof or not. So,
Did you get my crash on that slimy stuff?
I got you. I think I just got you picking the bike up. I don't think I got you going down, but I got you
Yeah.
picking the bike up and then the brief interview with you afterwards.
I was actually yeah, oh, so the interview will probably say it, but I was that crossing, I was actually looking for the slimiest bit because I was trying to prove a point, and I actually was trying something different that I usually do on shorter crossings on them stuff, on the slippy stuff, and I've never had a problem. But I actually ran out of traction and had to let the clutch back out a little bit, and
Right.
that's what spun the back end up. So I don't. I was just messing around and
Yeah, because as soon
trying
as
to
you
prove a
engage
point.
the drive again, even ever so lightly, it just went sideways, didn't it? Like I just rode through that with a very constant light throttle just to keep it constant driving. But you said, and I spoke to you were clutching it, and then you let the clutch out, or you turned some throttle, and it just went straight away.
No, I didn't touch the throttle. I basically just fed a little bit of clutch out, and that's what went.
So if you're listening, there's a video to go with this podcast, but not of David's action. So
No.
until next time,
Thank
au revoir,
goodness.
Briggsy.
And cheerio for now from the injured cripple that is Burjo.